and only occasionally, dimly arose recollections of the near past. They were stimulated to a species of brutal content by the delectable busyness of filling their bellies. Afterward, they would sleep. It was their life, and they enjoyed it as we enjoy ours, you and I, as Tarzan enjoyed his. Possibly they enjoyed theirs more than we enjoy ours, for who shall say that the beasts of the jungle do not better fulfill the purposes for which they are created than does man with his many excursions into strange fields and his contraventions of the laws of nature? And what gives greater content and greater happiness than the fulfilling of a destiny? As Tarzan worked, Ghazan, Teeka's little Baloo, played about him while Teeka sought food upon the opposite side of the clearing. No more did Teeka the mother or Torg the sullen sire harbour suspicions of Tarzan's intentions toward their firstborn. Had he not courted death to save their Ghazan from the fangs and talons of Sheeta? Did he not fondle and cuddle the little one with even as great a show of affection as Teeka herself displayed? Their fears were allayed, and Tarzan now found himself often...